It's time to meet up and catch up at the Weekend Water Cooler. Now, here's your host, Gene Bolduc.
Okay, welcome, welcome to the Weekend Water Cooler.
Hey.
I am Gene Bolduc, your host. I'm joined by Penny Rich, my senior elections correspondent.
Ooh, back to elections. Lockdown.
We're going to talk about elections, local and others, I suppose. We don't have to get into, you know, how you and I have rigged everything in our favor. But, we left off at the end of last week talking, you know, wishing our Tar Heels success. And as we record on Wednesday night, they have recorded their first win in the tournament. Yay. That's good.
Very
dominant performance over a school I never
Wagner. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Staten Island. Wagner's from Staten Island, New York.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. See, this is, I'm embarrassing myself to say it.
Yeah. So, surprising that they made the tournament and App State didn't, but that's even another. We don't have to go there. Yeah.
You know, there's apparently quite the list.
Yeah.
Of schools that are like, wait, what? You know, what? starting with, where is it that, see, I'm blanking. Where is it that Rick Pitino is working these days?
Was it Rhode Island? Was he in Rhode Island?
No.
No.
Well, anyway, his school didn't
make it either.
He certainly thought that they should.
Yeah.
We'll look it up and then we'll come up with it for the next segment. But anyway, so the Tar Heels did very well. But where we left off last week was about the announcement while we were recording, actually, that there's going to be a runoff from the Republican lieutenant governor and state auditor races, as well as a runoff in the Orange County School Board race between Bonnie Hauser and Jennifer Moore. And you've been in an unbelievably close race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a recount situation. This is a runoff situation because Jennifer Moore came in third in a field of
six
or seven candidates.
Sure, maybe more,
came in third, but 66 votes short of a majority of votes cast, which is a thing that we have since 1977 in Orange County, that when you run in one of these things where you can vote for more than one candidate. And apparently, I don't know, is this a now Penny, I have something I'm going to make you look up while we're talking.
Yeah, I think it's a school board thing.
This is only a school board thing?
I do believe it's only a school board thing, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
because I did have a conversation with someone. They're like, no, I think that's the school board thing. Yeah. I could be wrong, but.
It wouldn't surprise me if you had a large field. I've seen that in other parts of the country where you have a large field and you have, you know, seven candidates in a primary for, let's say, I don't know, the presidential nomination. And none of them gets anywhere near 50%, then they have a runoff of the top three or something like that. So I've seen that many times.
Right.
I think that this is meant to be a method that's something like this. But what ends up happening here is that Jennifer Moore came within 66 votes. She got 6,497. She came 66 votes short. There were 37 absentee ballots and 46 provisional ballots. A big, big majority of those would have to have been cast for her, for those to have decided the election. Obviously, they didn't because they've scheduled this now for May 14th. And so they have a few more weeks that they'll have to continue campaigning because the main thing driving the runoff is the Republican lieutenant governor's race and the state auditor's race. We can surmise, I suppose, we can infer that the turnout is going to tilt a little more conservative, in all likelihood. And I think that probably favors Bonnie, although I can't prove that with any great data that I have, just in knowing the candidates and their positions there.
Yeah,
I
I think
don't,
you're right.
you know, I'm not crazy for how this is going to be a one day voting thing. I think that
He
hurt.
said May 14th. It does, I think. Well, I just want to agree with you on one thing. I do think that it does favor Bonnie because of some of the because of her voting record and some of the votes that she's taken. She might appeal to a more conservative voter. Also, like you said, the Republicans have a reason for coming out. Democrats really don't have a reason for coming out except for the school board race.
Except for the school board race.
And
And
so, yeah.
to be perfectly honest, and I feel like I can say this, when I ran for the school board, I was endorsed by the Northern Orange Black Alliance. I think that the Democrats would tilt toward Jennifer Moore, and they do turn out for Black candidates. So maybe that tilts slightly in the other direction and evens it out. It'll be interesting to watch. Who
Right.
knows
No,
what's
it's
going to
good.
happen
I
there?
think it's going to be. I think that Jennifer Moore's team has to do a really good job between now and May 14th, knocking on doors, making sure people know it's only one day. You have one day, May 14th, to go vote. Making sure that they know where to go. Making sure, you know, there's all these things that they could do. And get she needs to get people on board to help her because it's that important for her to do this. It's going to be a challenge, and I think you and I talked a little bit before we went on air, and that you know, how many people are actually going to vote on May 14th? It's going to be not a lot of people. Yeah, and so yeah.
It's going to be, small numbers. We
Yeah.
have small numbers in a primary anyway. This will be a fraction of that. And, frankly, if this is like 1,000 or 2,000, that makes me squirm about a seat on the school board being determined by such a small number.
Absolutely.
When,
Yeah.
6,000 people turned out and voted for Jennifer Moore, and certainly on election night thought their candidate had won. So I hope that they continue to pay attention to this. And I hope that people, no matter who your candidate is, I hope that they go out and vote for their candidate and that they're able to do that. You and I, well, I inquired with the Board of Elections to ask about the cost of this. Let me take one step back. This has been the law since 1977, and if it were to come up, bring it up again and we'll vote on it. I think if it were to come up, I would argue that we should revisit that and consider if this is something that generally only affects the school board, I would not be in favor of this rule continuing that you have to get 50% of the vote. And the reason is about the turnout, but also in Orange County's school board races, there's four seats open or there's three seats open. You're going to have this almost every time that you're going to have more than that number of candidates. In fact, there's been a couple of times that there were only enough candidates to get people elected. And that was a concern. So having too many people who want to serve, that's not a, we shouldn't have an obstacle with that. I
And
would.
this is an obstacle because it's very hard. The more people that are in the race, it's hard to break that
It's hard
50%.
to get to that 50%.
It really is. And I agree with you. I mean, you had 6,000, maybe 7,000 people that came out to vote during the primary. You're going to get a very, very small percentage, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people, like you said before we went on air. And you're really taking the vote away from people that came out the first time around. That's what you're doing. You're taking that vote away because the school board race is in the primary. There's no other race after
There's no
this.
other race, right? It's not
This
primary
is
for the school
it.
board. They're sworn in July.
It's one of those odd things. So, I mean, it might be something to follow up with Jean to see if that can be changed. I mean, we also wanted to understand what the cost of it was, and that you got a number on that, but
I got a number, and I must say, and I'm just going to take a little point of personal privilege here. I did get a nice email from Rachel Raper, who is the director of the Orange County Board of Elections.
correct,
I got a nice, very informative, thorough answer when I said, "What's this going to cost, and how does it work?" And so I asked some pretty general questions, and I got a very thorough answer, citing statute and the whole bit. I really, really appreciate that from her, and I did take the opportunity to tell her that I can barely say how much I appreciate the work of her staff
Oh, they're amazing.
in this
Absolutely
cycle and
amazing.
every cycle. You know, we're very accustomed in our county to having really reliable re election data. And you know, the results come in. I'm sure everybody would like to have it in a hot instant. I'd rather it be right. But you know, as nobody knows this better than Penny Rich, in a race that was 9 votes apart, that they did a recount and the recount said it was 9 votes apart. So this is a great validation for the great work that they do. And I
Oh, no,
told her
absolutely.
it's not easy being an election official right now, and I really appreciate the work that they do. And that's completely, obviously nonpartisan.
So we should say, though, that the additional cost was somewhere around $2,200
Right.
to
That
print
that's her
off,
estimate, yeah.
to print off the additional ballots. Now, the Republican ballot was going to be printed anyway, so it's the additional ballots for Democrats to go out and vote. However, and I just want to put prefaces that everybody in the county is paying for that $2,300. It's not just
Right.
Orange County
That's right.
residents.
All
So if
of the county
all
pays
of the
for the
county, if you
recount
live in Chapel Hill and
for the Orange
Carrboro
County Board.
and you are paying granted you're not paying a whole lot, but your taxes are going to
No, but
this runoff.
it's a thing to know, and I think that everybody in the county should have a say in whether or not that rule should continue. I assume, she said, daring Penny Rich to know the answer to this. I assume that the same rule applies for the Chapel Hill Carrboro schools.
It's a good. I was trying to do a little research while you were talking, and I can't find that. So that may be
It
something
has
that
to
we're
be
going to
seen.
have to reach out. Also, yeah, because the school board is a nonpartisan race, right? So you'll
Right.
get like nine people running for 4 seats, and because it's nonpartisan, everybody's voting in school board race, right? So on both
Right.
ballots,
That's
Republican,
right.
Democrat, Independent, it's there.
And in the other races, the lieutenant governor race and a state auditor race, that's a statewide repeat
Correct.
of the primary.
Correct.
It's a statewide runoff, and so 100 counties have to pay for 100 counties. Each county pays for their share of that runoff. So,
Right.
I mean, nobody likes having to pay extra for that, but you
But
know,
that was going to happen anyway. I could tell you
right.
though, there is in the budget, there is extra money baked into this of having done 8 budgets as a county commissioner. I can tell you that there's money baked into this. You can't leave the Board of Elections without monies to spend during election
Right.
periods. That's just, it doesn't work that way, right? So
Right.
there is money baked into it, but I just want to emphasize that everybody pays their taxes goes to the election board. So everybody is paying for Bonnie Hauser and Jennifer Moore's runoff
Run.
race in
Right.
Orange County.
That's right. Although only
We don't get to vote for it, but yes.
parents and children in the Orange County Schools District will benefit from the result.
Correct.
So,
That's right.
okay, well, I'm glad we solved all of that. It's all
Yeah.
solved now. And
Well,
we're
and I know you're gonna take a break, but Rick Pitino, come on, St. John's. I can't believe we
Oh, St.
forgot
John's,
that.
right. Of course, you're right. All
Yeah.
right, so there it is. Thank goodness. Now I can go to bed
Now you
happy.
can have a break.
I just can't imagine how angry he was about that. And who got in instead of St. John's? That's what he's thinking. Well, you know, maybe Wagner.
Wagner.
All right, well, all of these problems are solved now. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Weekend Water Cooler on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're back with Penny Rich. Speaking of elections,
Uh-oh.
it's my prediction, Penny Rich, that next week is going to be a very exciting time. Exciting for me, maybe exciting for you.
Well, you say this a lot, so let
I
me
don't
hear
know
what you
if
have to say.
excitement is the
Yeah,
term
let's see what you
that the
got. Yeah.
45th president would use. But next week, when the date arrives on Monday morning, whatever time the courthouse opens, I don't know, 8 o'clock, the attorney general of the state of New York is going to go in and file. Well, she's already filed some papers,
Yeah.
made some filings today, in fact, on Wednesday, Thursday, that are indicating the that there's, excuse me, a judgment against Donald Trump, and this is the first step to seizing assets.
Seizing property, yeah.
So he is not able to sponsor, put up a bond to cover this judgment while he pursues his appeal. And I want to stop right there and just talk about that for a second. So in such a situation, if you're going to do an appeal, you've got a judgment against you by the state because the state says, hey, you defrauded the taxpayers out of $10 million, Penny Rich. And so if you want to appeal that judgment against you, you can do that. But you have to put up the $10 million because that's a court order that says
That's
you owe
right.
that money back to the state. So basically, you're putting it in what amounts to an escrow account. You're putting it into the court. The court holds that money.
That's
You
right.
can either put the cash up yourself, because after all, you stole it from the state. You should have it, right? Or you can get a surety company. You can get somebody to post bond, just like if you're trying to be out of jail while you're on trial. It's very similar. It's insurance. So what the company is doing when they post that for you is they're saying, well, our client doesn't have the money, but in exchange for something that he's offered us as collateral, probably a pair of golden sneakers or something really valuable, in exchange for collateral that we're going to hold, we're going to put up the cash because he has the collateral, but we have the cash. So that's how that works.
Right.
And Donald Trump, oh, shoot, I said his name. Donald Trump has requested such an arrangement from more than 30 surety companies who have all said no. Why did they say no, Penny? They said
Well,
no
because
probably for a couple of reasons. One, they don't want the reputational damage of standing next to this guy.
yeah.
But I think that there's another reason that's a really, really simple reason.
What do you think it is?
I think if they put up that money, he pursues his appeal and loses his appeal, which is more likely than winning by a lot.
Yeah. And they lose their money.
They will lose the money. And
Yeah.
I mean, they're not playing, they're not shooting craps in Vegas. What would happen is they put up this cash, he would then default whatever the collateral was. Well,
Right.
what's the collateral he's going to give them? All he has to offer is all of his real estate holdings.
That's right.
He has this property that he's that is assessed value is $10 million. He says it's worth $50 million. He says this property is worth the tax value is $17 million. He says it's worth $75 million. And we know this because this is what the lawsuit is,
Right.
that he said it's worth $75 million. Then he ran out and borrowed money against it.
Against it,
These
right.
properties are all leveraged to the hilt. He has no equity in them to speak of.
That's very true. Now let me ask you this question. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians when he was in office. How come his son-in-law doesn't put
Right,
up
right
the
after he
money?
left. Right after he
Yeah.
left the White House, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how come his son-in-law won't put up the money for him?
Because he'll lose it. The
Yeah.
same reason, seriously, because of the same reason.
Yeah, but I
And
mean,
because, and
you got.
because for the same reason that Trump says, at least as of today, that he will not file for bankruptcy protection to make this work out for him on some level, to protect his ownership of these properties. He doesn't want to do that because he thinks it'll hurt his chances in the
Of becoming
presidential
president
election.
again.
You're
Yeah.
darn right.
Oh,
Don't
yeah.
forget, his claim is that a big value in these properties is his name. It's the
Yeah.
branding of his luxury value of his name.
Yeah.
His name is Donald Trump, bankrupt, fraudulent thief.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an I was recently up in DC and they took that Trump name off of the hotel that he used to own in DC.
The
It
old
was
post
so,
office, yeah.
yeah, the old post. It was so nice to, just walk
I
by there and
love
not
that.
see that
I
name. And
hated that he bought that.
I
I
know,
love
well,
that.
not anymore. It's
That
not,
is a
it's back to Waldorf
beautiful,
Astoria.
beautiful
Yeah.
landmark in Washington.
Beautiful, beautiful
And
landmark.
I'm
And it
so
had
glad that
swamp
I
on it.
mean, I hope they boiled every room.
Yeah, well, they had to do some, get the ketchup off the walls at least,
Yeah,
so I mean,
exactly. I mean, everywhere you look, it's Heinz, Heinz.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you're right, Gene. I know we've talked about this for a couple of years now, and I know you're very sort of positive about that something's going to happen, and I keep waiting and waiting and waiting, because this is a game that Trump plays, right? It's the appeal. It's as much time as he could possibly waste to
Right.
wear everyone down, and
Yeah.
he's doing
Well,
it
I mean, you
again.
know, the trial's over, the judgment's against him.
Right. This
It
is the
is
one that gets him.
expected by
Yeah.
no one that he will prevail
Yeah.
in the appeal. But the real damage here, which I applaud Trish James for, I can't say enough good things. The real damage here is the reputational damage against a person who has falsely claimed that he was a billionaire for as long as you could say his name. For
Oh,
30
yeah.
years. For
Oh,
30
yeah.
years he said this. And the media that had really no investment to challenge him on it. I mean, you know, rich people brag about themselves in various ways all the time. You know, there was real, but you know, I really have some negative things to say about the two previous attorneys general in New York, Mr. Cuomo. You know, I don't have to say much bad about him. It just say his name and it's right there.
It's right
And
there.
Mr. Spitzer,
Yeah.
who, you know, I don't know if you've seen this documentary on CNN about him.
No, I have not.
There's a whole
No.
series about political scandals, and one of them focuses on him. And boy, he got what was coming to him. I mean,
Yeah.
a lot of them do, but you know, where were they? And where they were is that they were happy to sidle up next to a guy who was donating a lot of money to them.
Right,
You know,
right.
they were not going to chase him
No,
down for his
no.
fraudulent charity and his fraudulent university. And Tish James said, "Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to get you for these things.
Yeah, I'm done with
I
that.
think the
It,
taxpayers have had enough."
well, and it still shocks me, someone from coming from New York, that people voted Donald Trump into the presidency. It still shocks me.
He didn't get there from New York.
I know that, but it just shocks me that, I mean, even like when I talk to Southerners, I'm like, oh my God, how could you vote for it?
How
And
do
they're
you
going to do
find
it
it?
again.
I'll tell
That's
you the
the
answer. The power of television. People watch the freaking appendix.
yeah,
The Apprentice.
Apprentice.
They watched it and they bought it.
And
They
they,
bought it. They thought that,
right.
I mean, for just to
They,
pick
that
one
was real.
example. They thought he was the guy deciding who's getting fired this week on The Apprentice. No, it was a script. He read a script. He doesn't have
It's
a
a
soul
reality
in his
TV show,
body.
people. Oh my God, come on.
Yeah, so I mean,
Yeah.
I really think the shorthand answer is television is powerful, not always in a good way.
Yeah,
And
well.
it got him into the White House because he got so much free media. So we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you my argument for why this is going to land on him like a house of bricks next week, and it's going to
Okay.
be a glorious thing.
I want to know.
I have legit reasons for feeling this. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Weekend Water Cooler on 97.9 The Hill. Okay, we're back. You know, once again, we are discussing whether or not the Zoom lady is a real person.
I think but AI.
Anyway, here's why I feel so optimistic. There are journalists. I just mentioned one to you, Mara Gay, who is on the editorial board of the New York Times. Black female, a young person, young from my point of view. I mean, I'm sure she's in her mid-30s. She might resent my calling her young. I find her very smart and insightful about many different things. And I heard her on a panel this morning saying the discussion was whether or not, can they really do it? Can they really grab up? Are they really going to padlock Trump Tower, or how is this going to work and what's it going to be? And she said, well, they better be able to do it because the courts evict people in New York every day for not being able to pay $800 in rent. Mm-hmm. This happens. And I know from my work at the Housing Authority that very sadly, we had to take residents to court because they weren't paying their rent.
Right.
And we always tried to work it out with them to a degree that you might find shocking how long it would go on before the housing authority would finally send it to the lawyers and say, that's it, we have to evict them. This happens to people who are not wealthy all the time. Basically, that's already happened. It's been litigated. You know, people, I think people forget that. It's like,
right. He's already lost.
He always gets out of it. He has never been in a position like this. I should say, by the way, I'm speaking of Donald Trump in case anyone wasn't.
Just came in. You wasn't listening to before.
He just joined us. Yes, we're talking about he who shall not be named. I read his niece's book, Mary Trump's book. About Donald Trump, and knowing his upbringing and having been an observer of his adult life, he has come through 77 years on this earth and has never seen this kind of accountability or 5% of it. Never. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the closest that he's maybe come is getting sued for divorce by his
two of his wives. No one has paid. No one, right? Two. He's on his third wife.
Two out of three so far. Yeah.
So far, no one has held him responsible. You're absolutely right. And you know, think about you talk about New York. I mean, it's happening right here. Being someone that's in the courts every day. During COVID, the people had a little bit of break if they didn't have money to pay rent, and landlords were generous, and you know. COVID was over and all those rules sort of went out. Lots of people lost their homes. Lots of people are still losing their homes because they don't pay rent. So let's go New York. I can't, my patience level, I don't know, Gene, I'm just like not good with this. I want to see something happen.
I will just tell you, part of me, most of me is in the, I can't wait to see it so I can believe it.
Right.
That it's possible. But you know, what I'm really happy to see is Penny, even Fox News, is no friend to him anymore.
Well, I mean, Gene, you watch Fox News? Oh my God.
Fox News in that when I'm watching not Fox News, I often will see the anchor say, and then there was this on Fox News today, and they go to the clip, and here's an anchor on Fox News fact-checking somebody who's making ridiculous claims that are utterly false and saying, well, no, not that, actually not that. Well, and let's say again, why is that? Because of a massive civil lawsuit. I really feel like people underestimate the power of a backbreaking civil lawsuit. And Fox News lost the biggest defamation suit in the
That's right. They don't
on
want to pay up
planet Earth.
anymore. Yeah, that's
And
right.
they can't afford to do it
Nope.
again.
They cannot.
Plus, they were so stupid that during discovery, they find out what the evidence is against them. They didn't settle it immediately so that that stuff wouldn't come out. They could have done that and they didn't.
They didn't. Yeah.
So,
No.
being grossly negligent and being stupid at the same time is very, very expensive, I find. Just as an observer of stupid,
Of stupidity that becomes
stupid
very
and
expensive
expensive
after a while.
behavior. There might
Yeah.
be a great website, stupidandexpensive.com.
Oh, you know what? There you go. I wonder if anyone has that yet. Oh,
We should,
Jane,
we should look it up during the break. We're going to have to take one
that's
more
just
break. I
great.
can't believe
I
it.
love that.
And then we're going to come back and wrap it up for this week. And I guess that we'll have to acknowledge something about UConn. Oh, I don't know. I'll have to think about
I
it.
don't know about Barack Obama picking them to win it all.
I have to live in a UConn house, people. Not easy. We're going to come back in just a minute. You're listening to the Weekend Water Cooler on 97.9 The Hill. Okay, back to the tournament, which is very important. So, we were just saying during the break, I'm just going to pick up where we were, that I am so glad that Bacot stayed for his last year.
There you
You
are.
know,
You were
they're just
hoping.
going to back up the truck for all the records that he broke
Yeah.
because, to be fair, I mean, some of those will have an asterisk because
Right, because of their 5 years. Yeah.
he got an extra half a season, I guess. I guess, well, actually, really, the whole regular season they got 19 and 20,
Right.
because I remember very well I was having lunch with some friends and we were saying, oh, this COVID thing, it's really going to be a thing. And I said, well, it's not just going to be a thing. This was like on March 12th or something. And I said, these are people involved in the schools. And I said, yeah, you're going to cancel school the rest of the year. There's not going to be a school the rest of the year. All these kids are going to go home from UNC. I don't know how they're going to figure out how to graduate them. They're going to have to finish on Zoom. And there's not going to be an ACC tournament. And they thought I had lost my mind. And then their phones started blowing up because they had canceled the ACC tournament. And so really, I guess he got all or just about all of the regular season and then not the tournaments and all
Not
that.
the turn,
I'm
right.
really glad that he stayed, as we advised him to do.
That's right, we did.
Obviously, he's wise enough to listen to
To
us.
the weekend water cooler, absolutely.
I'm also really glad that, Bacot filed a lawsuit about this thing about being able to, monetize your likeness so that college basketball players, if they get their face on a t-shirt, they can make money, they can license that, and that the university doesn't own everything. I love that. I saw him on this ad today. I think it's the second time I've seen it, but I watched the whole ad this time. And he's getting some food at a fast food place and sits down at the table and is looking at his phone, and he's got a FaceTime call, and it's his Intuit tax advisor. And he's having a conversation with her, and I'm sure that the conversation is something along the lines of, I've got no worries, I've got everything taken care of. In other words, you concentrate on your jump shot. I've got the
I've
tax
gotcha,
thing, right? I mean, that if I were writing that ad, that's what I would say. So here's two things that I enjoyed about it. First, he did a good job in the ad, so I was glad to see him do that.
Yeah,
So,
I
but
haven't seen it.
second, there was UNC swag all over him. He's wearing a UNC shirt. There's a UNC banner hanging in the background. Everywhere around him is baby blue and UNC. Nobody would have trouble figuring out where this guy goes to school. Okay. He can do that because of his lawsuit. And everybody
Yeah.
else in college basketball can do that because
Right.
of Bacot's lawsuit. So, I'm grateful for that. I hope so hard, maybe too hard, that because of what happened last year, which was by anybody's description, I think it's fair to call it a train wreck. I mean, okay,
Oh, total
it's a
train wreck, yeah.
disaster. I mean,
Yeah.
but you know what? He said, I'm not going out that way. I'm staying, whatever his reasons were. I'm sure that the drive to go out on a more positive performance is part of it. I'm glad that they've gotten this far and that it's probable that they'll get much further. I think they'll get past the round of 16.
Oh, I
But
think so too. They're a good
I'm
team
glad
this year,
for him.
Jean. They're a good team. They're fun
Exactly.
to watch. They make you a little
Yes.
nervous at times, but what would a UNC any athletic team be without making you nervous? So
Yeah.
you
Maybe
gotta stick with
state.
it. Well, yeah, right. But
Yeah,
they're a good
state is
team.
never satisfied if they're unless they're giving you chest pain.
Well,
Yeah.
I'll tell you though that that the I was talking to a good friend, Tom Jensen. He said, I don't really care that much about the NCAA, the ACC double tournament, because whenever the Heels win the ACC, they don't win the final. And,
Yeah.
he's
Yeah.
like, no, no, no,
He
no,
must have
no.
been very happy that they lost to
Well,
state.
he wanted them to lose before they got to state. He didn't want to lose to state, but that's okay. You got to lose to someone, might as well be state. Yeah.
You know
All
what,
right.
though? I'll tell you what, Tom Jensen. You need to take a step back and look at the big picture because NC State, if they had not won the ACC tournament, they'd be sitting home in Raleigh right now. That was their only way to get to the NCAA, right?
Right.
That's one thing.
They had to win that game, yeah.
The other thing is they played the best team in the ACC. That was the fifth win in a row. In order to get to the tournament, that made them a better team. I'm
Right.
always in favor of that. Even,
No, they
I'm going to
played
say this,
well.
I'll probably lose my job. Even if it's Duke, if they play a team that's at Carolina's level right now, it makes them a better team. Having better teams all the way around is great for college basketball.
And it's great for the viewer. It's great for us. We love it. And
Exactly.
it's Lydia Lavelle, former mayor of Carrboro. It was her birthday, and of course she went to state. I don't know if a lot of
Yes,
people
she
know
was
that.
very
And
happy.
she
She was
was
very happy.
thrilled. She was thrilled. She thought they did it especially for her because it was her birthday. But it's fun. It's fun all around. I think the Heels are going to go all the way. I have them in my brackets. Maybe I'm crazy, but I have them going the whole tournament and then coming out winners. I have to go that way, Jane. I'm
Well,
sorry.
I think that that's what's going to happen, Penny. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
However, there is a guy who lives in this house who I wake up next to every morning, thank goodness, who went to UConn. And so the
Yeah.
other day, we're there. I think it was right after the ACC tournament, and we both decided, unrelated, because of the weather forecast, to wear our hoodies that day. And so I'm wearing my hoodie, and it says Carolina. And Rick is wearing his hoodie, which I gave him for Christmas. My bad. He's wearing his hoodie, one of about four UConn hoodies that he has, but he's wearing the one that says 2023 national champions, blah, blah, blah. I said, man, you play rough.
Rubbing it in, rubbing it in.
You
I
are
don't know,
playing
Gene.
rough.
It's good. I think it's going to be a good tournament, though. I mean,
I think it will be. It already has been so far.
yeah.
There's been a couple of buzzer beaters have been up. There were upsets today, and
Yeah.
I love it for the kids both ways. I really do. I think the kids that lose, they learn a lot from that experience,
Oh, yeah.
and if they're fortunate to have good coaches, which they almost certainly do because they got to the NCAA tournament, they will the coaches will. Focus their minds on the fact that in this tournament, 67 teams go home empty-handed.
That's right.
And the experience is the thing. I think that coaches probably just drill this into them that no matter who the team is, and I mean the number one seeds as well, that the odds are against you winning this. So you need to take in this experience and really appreciate it. You still
Have
need
a
to
good
work
time.
like a dog
Oh, yeah.
and have
Oh,
your
yeah.
mind on winning at all times. But I think it's I think it's one of the great things that we still have remaining. There are things that need some work in college basketball, but I do still love the tournament with all my heart. I
Me
hope
too.
nobody messes it up too much.
No, and don't tell my boss this, but I figured out a way to get it in on my phone during the day, so I can
What?
hide my phone in a certain spot and do my work and watch the game at the same time.
Okay,
Don't tell my boss though. Don't
this
tell
is the
my
equivalent of back in the day
boss.
playing a game on your computer and then having that quick key switch to make it
Yeah.
like a complicated spreadsheet if your boss walked in.
But it's on my
Okay.
phone, so it's kind of like hidden. So, but
And my
I'm...
dear son Rob texted me this afternoon that at his job, he works for the wellness company called Well, clever name.
yeah.
And he told me, and of course they're on Franklin Street in Chapel
All
Hill.
right.
And he told me that they in the office that they have some big screen TVs in there, and they have the tournament on.
Yeah.
No sound, I'm sure, but or I actually I'm not sure about that because they're not on the phone most of the time. So, and I thought, that's great because I think in his working experience, this is the first time that he's been at work when they had the tournament on at work, which was
Yeah.
one of the things that made me fall in love with living in North Carolina when I first came here.
Oh, everybody stopped to watch the games. I
Everything
mean,
stopped.
everything stops. I
I
mean,
mean,
it's
first of all, on Friday
unbelievable.
afternoons for ACC weekend,
Forget
the flu that went around, amazing. You come in the morning, you cough a couple of times in a meeting, and then you're
gotta go
out by
home. Gotta
lunch.
go.
Yeah. I mean, it's great stuff. And now with your phone, you can monitor these developments as
I
they.
can monitor developments.
You can, hey folks, you know what you can do? You can stream it on WCHL,
Yeah, that too. You can listen. We have people down the hall that were listening to
Chapelboro.
CHL. Yeah, I all of a sudden I look around. And I'm like, who is that? All the phones were like listening to it on. I'm like, oh, there we go.
Well, that's modern living, man.
Yeah.
We just have to accept it. We have all the blessings of the let's just say the economic engine that is a gigantic university in our
Yeah.
midst.
Oh, yeah.
And so this should be one of the benefits. We have to put up with a few troubling things because of that, but we can take this good stuff and enjoy it when we have it. So we enjoy a world-class medical center, which I really, really enjoyed last year.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I am
And recently.
always having it nearby.
Oh, yeah.
So I enjoy all of it. So listen, good luck, Tar Heels, this weekend. And Penny, I know you're going to be glued to this as we go along. So,
I will.
we'll keep in touch. We always text usually during a
I
game.
know during the game,
If
yeah.
you're not at work, if you're not at work, I don't want to be bothering Penny at work. Her work is very important. And folks, if you're going out and celebrating your team's victory, please be safe. And if you're staying in and watching or listening to the game, keep it right here on 97.9 The Hill.
Follow Gene on Twitter at Gene Bolduc and tweet your comments and questions with the hashtag WCHL.